This is all your fault. Do you realize that? Everything that has befallen me in the past year and a half is your fucking fault. Jesus Christ, the best part. Oh, the real kicker. Is that you probably have no idea what you've done. Do you? What listening to you has done to me. Or if you do, you don't care. Why would you? You know, I used to be nice. I was a nice girl. Everybody thought so. I thought so. You know, I'm from a good family. I'm well educated. I work for a charity. I have hobbies, for fuck's sake. I paint and I flower arrange. I can dance. I cook. But now, I'm ruined. You've ruined me. All because, in a moment of weakness, I happened to stumble upon GWA and find you. All of the things that I used to like, that made me feel all warm and tingly inside, they just don't do it for me anymore. I like bad things now. The sort of things that you can't tell your girlfriends about on a girl's night, even after a bottle of wine. Oh, go on. Ideal man. Best sex you can imagine. Tell us about it. Go wild. We're so bad. It's a girl's night. We've had Prosecco. And even then I deflect their attentions because, can you imagine their faces if I told them the truth? That I like being spanked. Tied up. I like teeth and wax and nails, hands gripping my hair, fingers tearing through my clothes, crawling on all fours in a collar, being called Daddy's good girl. All the Riesling in the world doesn't make that socially acceptable, let me tell you. I am so different now because of you. I move differently. I dress differently. My wardrobe used to be a monument to propriety and professionalism. So many jumpers. So much pastel. Everything appropriate. Lovely. Decorum was the top priority. Never revealing, never tight. Now I go out shopping with these same girlfriends and I see those dresses and skirts. You know the ones. Tight. Impossibly tight that you really have to wiggle into. That cling and hug to every curve, and my first thoughts are always, would he like it? Would he moan in the back of his throat, start to get hard if he saw me in it? I wear stockings now. Silly high shoes that elongate my legs.
velvety, very kissable. Blood red lipstick. Because now I want people to linger on my lips. Remember my mouth. How plump it is. How soft looking. How my teeth looked biting into it. And you've, made maintaining a relationship damn near impossible. I go on these dinners, jaunts to the theatre and the like. The conversation is affable, polite. Oh, you're working on what at the moment? Tell me more about it. No, I haven't read that article, as a matter of fact. Tell me more. Oh, I'd love to go travelling. It's very beautiful at this time of year. All the while, in the back of my mind, you or maybe me or actually maybe the me that I am when I'm listening to you, I'm not sure, but it's in the background going, oh, for fuck's sake, who fucking cares? I don't care that you're in line for a promotion at work. I don't care what car you're planning on buying next week. Just grab me around the waist, throw me across this dining table and fuck me. Please. Please. Fuck me. I can't bear it any longer. This fizzing, aching, writhing, oh, urge under my skin that just makes me clench my fingers and curl up my toes. I need to feel my fingers raking down your back. I need to feel your tongue in my mouth, and I need to feel delicious, sweet satisfaction as you slam into me with those short, hard thrusts over and over again until I come. But that doesn't happen. It never happens. And then the socially adept part of my brain, that sensible, surface-level part, well, it snapped back and goes, ah. Stop imagining you've got a mouthful of cram caramel whilst you're having your pussy licked. You were just asked a question, and now you actually don't know what it was because you were too busy daydreaming about a man where all you know of him is his voice. You were too busy imagining what his eyes would look like. Wide and blackened by lust, because he's going to rip into you like a box of chocolates. You were imagining a smile. A terrible Cheshire Cat smile, because he knows. He knows. He's got you. Body and mind at his disposal to play with. Play, play, play all day. So, I gather myself, return to reality, and just smile and nod, yeah. Oh, just hoping, for God's sake, that it wasn't something too poignant that was just asked of me. The point is, I don't know what's going to become of me. Thinking if I just listen to you a little longer, I'll tire of you. I'll habituate. I'll get bored. It'll quench the thirst. It'll scratch the itch. And I will get you out of my system like a damn infection. But deep down, I know that's not true. that I'll just keep on being sustained, drip fed on fantasy. It's hell. It's hell, but it feels so good. So that's all I wanted to say, really. You have too much power over me. That this is all your fault. And I wouldn't change it for the world.